Hey, Charles, let me talk to you. I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon. You heard screaming.
Heard screaming. I'm eating my McDonald's. I see this girl going nuts trying to get out of a house.
In the hours following the dramatic discovery of three missing girls and a six-year-old child in Cleveland this week, the world met Charles Ramsey. He was straight talking.
And like I say, my neighbor, you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro, because we see this dude every day.
And for many, he was disturbingly honest.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
He became the hero of the hour and something of a novelty on American TV.
We are joined now by the man who made this rescue happen, Charles Ramsey. Mr. Ramsey, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Boy, I know it has been a whirlwind for you since Monday.
He did all the big shows, was the man who saved the three women. People started selling T-shirts online with his name on. They even set him to music.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. They're giving away. They're giving away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day.
It was his dude, you know what I'm saying? He's human, it's neighbor, you know what I'm saying?
Israel Lugo is a friend of the man he calls Chuck. He watched the whole thing unfold.
The way that Chuck talks, his character, the way how he is, that's Chuck, okay? Chuck's a humble guy, you know what I'm saying? He might not look it, but he is.
Dear Mr. Ramsey, first and foremost, thank you for being an upstander versus a bystander. All too often, we are quick to flee from the things that could land us in imminent danger.
Eris Dyson blogged this open letter thanking him, but also focused in on his comment about a little white girl running into a black man's arms.
For me, that says a big piece about what the racial climate is in the United States of America in 2013, which doesn't sound very far much off from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Black men in this country have been stigmatized to be feared or as a form of entertainment.
So what he's said and the amount of play it's had on social media and around the world, is that a positive thing or a negative thing, do you think?
For me, I believe it was a positive thing because he said something in a way that is accessible to very many people. And it allowed for the conversation to begin, whereas a lot of people love to tiptoe around issues. It was able to just be like right in our face and we're able to talk about it.
As a rainstorm hit, people in the neighborhood got talking. Some saw Charles Ramsey as a hero.
Oh, he's awesome. He would always come to the house and he'd ask me, would you like something from the store?
Others pointed out his ex-convict past and felt he was taking too much credit.
It was the neighbors that were like, hey, no, there's this other guy. He's the one who went on the porch first.
A Spanish speaker called Angel Cadero was on TV days later.
I looked towards the front door of the house where the kidnapping was. I saw that woman screaming.
It seems the two men both helped free the women. But with a language barrier and a character to choose from, the media went with Charles Ramsey. And where is he now? In New York, a neighbor said, doing interviews. No, China now, another corrected. It's strange. One man's fame amid such an horrific ordeal. And three women who, for now, want nothing more than privacy.